Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hervey! No more White Sox! Ever! Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago. Middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Quit yelling.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
I was giving some kudos to Jason on the Full Go podcast. I heard Chris Tannehill on there, by the way. He was talking about how the Astros have superstars that grind, but they have these superstar players who are also grinders. Like they're, I think Jason put it, they take off their cool when it comes time to play. And they do a lot of the smaller things better than the White Sox. And that's the difference. Because overall, like roster to roster, I actually think the White Sox have as much, if not more talent than Houston does. But those guys, like they work counts. They take, like the extra base thing is just bothersome to me. And the flip side of that, what Stoney was talking about with it not just being the catcher, although the catcher plays a role, a significant role in it. When you have pitchers that don't even pay attention to base runner. Outside of Dallas Keuchel, we have a group of pitchers that aren't good fielders. And what's the first thing they do when they get down to Glendale, Arizona? PFPs. And people just blow it off. Like, those are ways, that's one of the ways that Dallas Keuchel has still been effective is because he can at least defend his own position.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock. This is one of those days where I wish I had more show to play with, because there's actually more topics I would have enjoy talking to Dan and Layla about, but we have what we have, so we're going to do what we can do with it. Mark Grody's going to join me at 12:40. He's going to talk to us in his final Bears hit, two words, of this week as the Bears get ready for the Packers, so I'm excited about that. Maggie Hendricks is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Sky. They have an opportunity to win the WNBA championship at home this weekend, so Maggie and I are going to break that down for you as well. There's a ton of I want to try and build in. Hopefully, I'll give myself enough time in the 1 o'clock hour to really get into some things that have been weighing heavy on me when it comes to the issues of journalism and the issues of the findings and the leakings of what's going on in that Daniel Snyder investigation that is ensnared John Gruden and Adam Schefter and now the legal counsel for the NFL. So hopefully we'll have enough time to do all of that stuff. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, I want to talk about Justin Fields. And I want to share something from an interview that I guarantee you didn't hear. I'll explain next here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Someone in the Twitch asking for AEW WWE talk on the show today. I don't see a path to that today. Maybe, you know, as baseball season is now over in Chicago, there could be some room for that sort of stuff, but maybe not today is the day for that. But I thank you for your interest. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. We're here with you until 2 o'clock. Mark Rodeo joined me momentarily with his Bears hit, two words, his final one of the week as the Bears get ready for the Packers. Now look, on what day was that? When's the last time the White Sox played? What day was that? Wednesday? It feels like an eternity. Was it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, so on Tuesday, we knew that we were up against the White Sox game, and I appreciate everyone who stuck around with me. A lot of people in the Twitch stuck around, which I was shocked at, and I appreciate you for doing that. But ordinarily, when we have like a big event that's on up against the show, I do what's called counter-programming. So people who care about the White Sox are probably going to go on and figure out where they can consume the White Sox game. And I bid you adieu and farewell. So I went with the people who maybe don't care that much. And I decided that we would talk about the Bears. So I know that there are a ton of people who ordinarily listen to this show that didn't get a chance to listen to the interview with Charles Davis. And no disrespect to the people that go back and listen to the show's podcast. I appreciate you too. But there was something inside of this. There was something inside. Something inside this interview that I thought was worth bringing back. And I wanted you to hear it as we lead into the Bears-Packers game. And it's us talking about Justin Fields and how the Bears can work to make Justin Fields work.
You talk about his confidence being sky high. Yes, but you and I have seen sky high confident kids before who play a game like Cleveland. And that confidence crashes out of the sky. He's not just sky-high confident. He's rock-ribbed, okay? There's a base there that doesn't allow him to go, oh, my God, I just got sacked 9 times. What am I doing? And staring in the mirror and questioning himself. Nope. I remember years ago, a great shooter in basketball was talking about, well, if I miss 10 in a row, I expect the 11th to go in. But even more than that, I figure something wrong with the ball, not me. Okay? In other words, the confidence is never going to leave. Like, they've got a defective ball in. They're supposed to go through the hoop. I feel like this young man has a lot of that in him. That, hey, if you went wrong, don't worry about it. You wait till the next time, and we'll get it right. And I do think that Matt Nagy, Bill Lazor, and the rest of that offensive staff, they crafted together a different game plan and worked on it. And this offensive line, which has had its issues, if they can run the football, it really tamps down the worries on the edges with a Fetty at right tackle. And Jason Peters, who's 807 years old and has my full admiration, at left tackle. But the best thing he does now is power people in the run game. You know, you don't want people running at those tackles third and nine all game. All right, that's hard on them. But what they've done these last couple of weeks, that's the formula for success right there.
That's the next thing that I want to talk with you about. We're talking with Charles Davis. You can watch him on the call on games on CBS, called the Bears Raiders game this past weekend. People have acted as if that you can't do the development of Fields along with trying to win games. I felt like their game plan the last 2 weeks has been able to get to both objectives. How should the offense be tailored so that you're getting growth out of him and you are giving the Bears the best chance to win a game?
I think what we've seen these last 2 weeks, I really do. I think they've got the right formula. They've got runners with good vision, and they're zone blocking a lot up front, meaning you're stepping right, stepping left, whatever's in your face in the hole you take, and the back finds the crease, even if there's a cutback lane or what have you. And we saw that out of Herbert. We saw that Damian Williams. David Montgomery runs that way. And all three of them run really hard, meaning they will finish 9.9 out of 10 runs moving forward. Very rarely are they knocked backwards. You know what I mean? They get hit, they find a way, they continue to fight and scratch and claw. They get more out of each run than a lot of running backs. Then you're throwing off a play action. Now you're setting up these shot plays. We didn't see the big one to Mooney this week. That's okay. It's still in the arsenal. I do think that Allen Robinson should be the greatest security blanket for a young quarterback going if they're not going to throw to the tight ends. But I expect that to expand a little bit more too.
I hope that that is the case. Although Allen Robinson did not practice yesterday, he's got an ankle. The Bears' injuries, and between the injuries and the COVID list, it's going to be a bit of a struggle for them to field a team on Sunday. But there are some good things about how they match up with Green Bay that I'm going to explore. The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. We are going to talk with Mark Grody. His final Bears hit, two words, for this week. Bears, Packers. He's going to tell us what he knows. He'll be live from Hallis Hall next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago. Middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station. Sideline reporter for WBBM News Radio 780.
Of course, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Bears hit.
We need Mark Grody.
With Mark Grody.
Excuse me. Couldn't get to the cough button there in time. Didn't notice.
Illinois State's finest alum, Mark Grody, joins Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
That's right. And he joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Mark Grody patrols the sidelines for our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. He also covers them for us here at The Score. He joins me now from Hallis Hall. Hey, Groats.
Hi, Lawrence. How are you? Just got back inside from the sidelines of the practice field out here at Hallis Hall. And then we're going to hear from Matt Nagy probably in about half an hour to 45 minutes from right now to straighten some things out, including finding out what is the latest on running back Damian Williams, and if there is any chance that he will be able to play on Sunday against the Packers.
For Bears fans are sitting there going, wait, what do you mean? Can you break down how it might be possible for Damian Williams to play?
Yeah, here's what it would be. And he's on the COVID list for people who don't know that even. And the only way that he would be able to play is if A, he is vaccinated, which I have not been able to find out yet, and if he is vaccinated, then he would need 2 negative tests in the next 48 hours in order to participate. And it seems like, I don't know, from where I sit, seems like a long shot, but we will find out. You know, I've asked some people to try to find out if he is vaccinated, and everybody has remained tight-lipped about that. So we will see what Matt Nagy will allow for, and not to mention the fact that the injury report will be out too, right at about the same time that Matt Nagy is speaking. So hopefully we will get the facts on the sheet and then some texture from Matt Nagy on such things. But, you know, Bears fans know it's a big deal. Obviously, David Montgomery is not playing. If Damian Williams is out, it's Khalil Herbert's show. And Khalil Herbert was very good last week for sure against the Raiders, but a rookie can become a rookie at any time, a sixth-round rookie at that. I imagine the Bears, we will see an activated Artavis Pierce and perhaps Ryan Nall more a part of the running game as opposed to just being a blocker, but that's probably a slim chance that you're going to see a bunch of carries from Ryan Nall either.
What do you think we see on the offensive line? Because there are injuries there too.
Yeah, at this point, you know, Jermaine Ifedi is going to be out, and it's look for Elijah Wilkinson to be the guy on at right tackle. I thought he was pretty good coming in a pinch last week and playing. So, you know, we spoke to him earlier this week. He says he's ready. He says he's good to go. And, you know, for whatever it's worth, he is most comfortable at that position, Elijah Wilkinson, at the right tackle spot. You know, earlier in training camp and preseason, they have him at a left tackle at times. He does not seem to have the same exact comfort on that side. So hopefully he will do well. And I don't expect the Bears to really veer too far off the path of what they have done in terms of supplementing their offensive line in the last couple of weeks, as in bringing in an extra blocker to play strange positions like our guy Bars. Alex Bars, Bears, at times. So, you know, you look for him to do more of that, more tight end blocking, whether they want to or not, probably more wide receiver blocking. We'll see. And that's another big question. Is Allen Robinson going to be healthy? I got a feeling, I got a good feeling that Allen Robinson will play, but again, stand by for the injury report on that.
What did everyone up there say about how Justin Herbert played last week? Because he might end up being the featured tailback for this team.
Yeah. And for the record, before the texters get you, you did say Justin Herbert.
Did I say so, Justin? I meant Khalil Herbert. If the Bears had Justin Herbert and Justin Fields, that would be awesome.
I was like, wait a minute, you really want my thoughts on
I'd pay okay. big money to see that quarterback battle, and Matt Nagy would still start Andy Dalton. That's what he would do. Dalton's our one, Fields is our three, and Justin Herbert is our two. So, yeah, sorry
That's
about
right.
that. Khalil Herbert, what have they said about him?
Well, they've said that they like him. I actually did a one-on-one interview with Mr. Herbert yesterday that will air on the pregame show over on BBM, and it'll probably air it on the Score at some point in time too. And it was interesting because I asked him about his vision, because he seems to have a very natural flow to his game. He's really good at following blocking, and I know that sounds silly, but some running backs are not necessarily good at that, where they want to improvise and do their own thing and dance back there. He's really good at that, really good at finding the hole, and then just a really nice flow to his game. And I said, is that the most important part, vision? He said, no, not at all. He said it's more of the drive, the speed, and he mentioned blocking. And I said, is that a drag, that part of the game? No, he's like, look, my job is to, when I go out there, job number one is to protect number one, and that would be to be that last second block for Justin Fields. So, I mean, they obviously like him, Khalil Herbert, but he is a sixth-round rookie. He seems to check all the boxes in terms of his abilities, his intelligence, you know, his football smarts, all of that kind of stuff. But we'll see when he is the guy that is going to get probably the majority of the snaps, unless there's some kind of, you know, if the things do come through on Damian Williams and he's able to play. But I'm looking forward to seeing it and the development. And if you have something in a sixth-round rookie, then that would be absolutely fantastic.
Sean Desai has been getting a lot of love over the last couple of weeks. His defense is leading the lead in sacks, with 18 so far this season. Usually when you are getting that type of pressure and you're getting pressure without having to blitz people like the Bears are, that turns into turnovers. And that's why we saw in 2018, you know, you had a team with, what, 50 sacks that season? They had a whole bunch of turnovers, too. I think there's 33, 34 turnovers for them in 2018. What is he saying about why the defense has been as effective as it's been in the last few weeks?
Well, he, of course, turns over the credit to the players. But I can tell you that schematically, he's done some things more than Chuck Pagano did, and maybe even in a small sample size than Vic Fangio, as in lining up your two heavies, Robert Quinn and Khalil Mack, on the same side and having them run a stunt, opening things up for Trevis Gibson and making life easier, finding out ways to disguise the defense in order to get more pressure. And that was one of the number one things that we asked Sean Desai in his very first press conference. How are you going to unleash the pressure to get the Bears to sack the quarterback? And doing those things, he has found ways to do it. And it's fun to watch because you could kind of see his, because we heard, like, there are so many stories about Sean Desai's big brains and his all of his degrees and all of that. And sometimes you don't know if that actually equals and manifests itself on the field, if there's actually a correlation to it. But you start to see it, and players start to talk about it in terms of what his demeanor is, and sitting down with them and scribbling something on a card and saying, hey, if you do this, that will happen. Now, this game, this is the first real Sean Desai test, I think, obviously, going up against Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers he's been sacked 5 times in the last 3 weeks. So you can get to the man. But as we have seen in past years, Lawrence, when you put too much pressure or go all out on Aaron Rodgers, he tends to find an open guy, and sometimes his name is Randall Cobb or Davante Adams or any of the other weapons. Hey! All them boys.
That's what happens when you say that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of the statistics. Biggs did a great job of breaking it all down today in the Tribune, where Rodgers last year against the Blitz completed 64% of his passes, threw for over 1,000 yards, and had a passer rating of 111.18. But so far this year, that passer rating being blitzed is 72.1. I still would rather do it the way the Bears have been doing it. Send 4, drop 7, and hope that your guys can make him move off the launch point and, more importantly, get him down on the ground.
Absolutely. I mean, get to him, hit him, you know, knock, even if you're not sacking him, make him know that you are there. And I'll say it too, like, with, you know, joking about Randall Cobb, you know, Davante Adams is obviously the most dangerous guy, but it does seem like, thank you, Herbie, it does seem like when the Bears play the Packers, it's always one of those other guys who makes a huge play, whether it's Aaron Jones or Robert Tonyan, Mercedes Lewis, you know, A.J. Dillon can be active in the passing game as well. So it's the proverbial don't let, you know, Davante Adams beat you, but hold on. But beware of some of the other players as well. That's what always pisses. That's the part that pisses off Bears fans, man.
I think that's an all time record for Joe to see on today's show.
I'm here for you.
Groats, are you on tonight or anything? What can we promote for you? What?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I haven't looked at the schedule. I don't think I'm on tonight.
All right. No, you're not, because there's Bulls basketball tonight. That's right.
That's right.
So you're not on tonight.
No, I'm not. But I will be on with Steve Rosenblum tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. And I do know that here's the rough draft. I think we're going to have Paul Sullivan on tomorrow. We are going to have Jim Schwantz talking Bears. We're going to have, hopefully, Chris Emma on as well. And the newest executive producer at Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Rick Camp, to talk Bulls.
I like that.
And Rick Camp in studio.
Well, he'll probably.
That's right.
Well, maybe. We'll see if we can get him into the studio after him taking that trip to Culver's.
And Randall. Randall Cobb will be joining us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So,
is he really?
No, I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, like, that'd be a really good get on a Saturday.
Can you imagine that?
That would be awesome to have that. Yeah. That's not the case, but maybe. No. Maybe you can get Davante Adams. Maybe you can get him. Groats, have a wonderful weekend, man.
Bye, guys.
That is Mark Grody. He does a wonderful job covering the Bears. There's more Bear stuff I want to get into inside the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to take a break, but when I come back, Maggie Hendricks is going to be on the show. She covers the Sky. They're playing for a championship. We're going to talk with Maggie about that next here on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.